USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
And with that, a spy satellite is on its way into orbit after a successful SpaceX launch of a Falcon 9 rocket this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. If you're out driving around shopping, you're not alone. A new survey from the National Retail Federation shows more than 150 million people in the United States plan on shopping today, known as Super Saturday, which is the last Saturday before Christmas. USA Radio News caught up with this youngster at the mall who explains why he's out shopping on one of the busiest days of the year.
Because I put everything off to the final minute. The malls were very busy, very packed.
If you haven't started your shopping, no worries, as Christmas is 6 days away. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on a coronavirus relief package. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons on when he expects a vote.
I think we will finally pass this package on Monday or Tuesday here in the Senate. We're here this weekend to vote on more judges, but we frankly should be closing this deal and delivering billions of dollars of assistance to Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, joblessness, and homelessness.
Senator Coons speaking there on MSNBC. Professional astronomers and amateur sky watchers are preparing for the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. The two planets will appear together Monday night after sundown. In the northern hemisphere, the planets will be visible in the southwestern sky above the horizon. Monday is also the 21st, which is the first day of the winter solstice, making it the longest night of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A boy from Texas hit the jackpot on YouTube. From the Florida USA Radio News Bureau, here's Mike Fortier with the details.
9-year-old Ryan Cagey made more money on YouTube last year than anyone else in the world.
Welcome to Ryan's World!
According to Forbes, Cagey made almost $30 million through his channel Ryan's World. He does toy reviews and DIY science experiments.
We're gonna make a baking soda Christmas tree!
He's not the youngest high earner through YouTube, though. A 6-year-old Russian girl named Nastya made the list, coming in at number 7. Cagey was also the top YouTube earner last year, and he even has his own toy line.
Black Lives Matter disrupted West Dallas, Wisconsin's Candy Cane Lane, which is a fundraiser for childhood cancer. The group violating traffic rules and shouting expletives at families along the block. What is Candy Cane Lane? It's a neighborhood Christmas lights display set up in West Dallas, which is a suburb just outside of Milwaukee. It's been around since 1984 and has been a way to raise money for childhood cancer. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.